Toss a curry.
Right, you're on your own today, chappers. Three situations. All you got to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh. I must be able to win.
Toss a curry.
It's our What's Occurring, play along at home on 81199. Are you ready for your first situation?
Yes.
Are you feeling confident?
I am today.
You should be,
enough,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Gemma off of Upstairs at Radio 1?
I do know Gemma, yeah.
She's the one that we send out onto the streets sometimes to ask the hard-hitting questions to the members of the general public.
Yeah.
The questions that really matter in a panorama style. But do you think she's any good at rapping?
Do I think she's any good at rapping?
We played Gemma off of Upstairs three famous rap songs. Could she carry on singing when the music stops? So we played three. How many out of three do you think she would get right?
I'm going to go for none. But not because it's Gemma, but because people tend to find this hard when they try and continue.
It's because you always know the melody of the song, but you don't actually really know the words. You just think you do until the music stops.
Yeah.
And you go,
So I'm going to say none.
You're saying none.
Yeah.
Becky.
Well, I think it's going to be none as well.
Should we not do that?
No, that thing might get very, very confusing. I love the fact that you have still done a little grid for yourself with me on one side and Becky on the other, even though she isn't here.
I know, see? Old habits.
I know.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Gemma from Upstairs. But can she carry on rapping when the music stops?
Back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody. Better go capture this moment and hope it don't piss.
The moment you want it, you better never let it go. You only got one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. Because opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Wow. Here it is.
Wow.
How good is that?
That was very, very good.
Okay, so that's one.
That's one out of one, yeah.
Okay, next.
Na na na, daddy's way. He said, "Hey, diddle diddle," with a cat in the middle, and then said, "Walk this way."
Nearly. So you're down on a muffin. They do say down on a muffin. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't give her that, really.
Next. Go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, shorty. It's your birthday. I want a party because it's your birthday. Gonna sip a Bacardi because it's your birthday. We don't give a bleep because it's your birthday.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday.
I like it that she bleeped herself.
She self-edits. It's good, really.
Two.
Yes.
She got right on Carry On Singing.
Am I the closest?
You're the closest.
Brilliant.
You said zero, but you get the point.
Oh. What's a kidding?
My next one.
She's wasted on there.
I know. She knows a lot of rap lyrics.
She does, doesn't she? Apart from the muffin one.
You know X Factor?
Yeah.
Did you see it on Saturday?
I did see it on Saturday. It was fantastic.
Paul Owen.
Yeah, he did lose it a little bit towards the end, didn't he?
He wasn't happy.
He wasn't happy.
It was between him and Diana. And as you know, they're very good friends.
Mm.
And it was Owen, and he beat Diana, and he was really upset.
I know. Alexandra looked gorgeous, though, didn't she?
She did. But how long did Owen spend crying live on ITV1 last Saturday night?
Oh, now then. Now, this is difficult, this. Are you including both bits here? Because he cried straight after the vote-off, and then when she started singing her goodbye song, which was Dido, he then ran back on and sort of spoilt the end of that.
Yeah,
with crying.
He did.
So he included them both.
Really? All you can hear is the backing singer.
She's there wanting to do her big finale and finish on a high.
Get off, it's my last chance.
And he runs on and hugs her.
He bundled her.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah. So how long are you singing?
I know, for about 1 minute 20.
1 minute 20 of Owen crying live on TV. Okay, let's find out.
Oh.
Here's Owen beating Diana on X Factor on Saturday.
The last act through for the X Factor final 2008 is Owen.
Okay, go.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Guys. Ollie, well done, mate. Well done, mate. I know how you feel. Owen, if I can just get a word with you, mate, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you very much, Owen. Sorry, buddy. Guys, I'd rather not speak to Owen, because I tell you so upset, mate. But, ladies and gentlemen, our finalists.
I'd rather not speak to Owen.
Oh, oh dear.
Bless.
I know.
I like it that Dermot knows how he feels, though.
Well done, mate. I know how you feel.
Do you, though, Dermot?
I mean, I'm not sure he does, really. I don't... No.
No. 55 seconds,
was
which
it?
Means you get the point.
Yeah, that was closest.
Oh, what's occurring?
But it did stop us singing Dido, so... Yeah.
Anything is fine, yeah. Okay, last one. You know, we were talking about chatting up celebrities earlier on.
Yeah.
And how you can never really actually get anywhere with them.
Yeah.
Well, I put this to the test earlier on, chappers. I phoned three friends of ours who happened to be celebrities.
Okay.
I tried asking them out. They didn't know it was me at the time because I cunningly disguised my voice.
Oh. Did you put on one of your special voices?
Oh, yeah. How many of our celebrity friends would agree to go out with me?
Was the voice you were putting on your famous West Country voice?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say none.
Not one?
I don't think so. Much
three.
As I love this character that you've invented, I don't think anybody would like to go out with him.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling some celebrities and asking them for a date. How easy could it be?
Hello?
Hello, is that Westwood?
Yeah, it is.
Hi. You don't know me, but I was wondering if you'd like to go out for a drink with me sometime. No, goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, is that Christopher Biggins?
Hello?
Oh, you don't know me. I was just wondering, Biggins, if you'd like to go out for a drink with me sometime, because I'm a big fan of your work.
I'd love to. Who are you?
My name's Scott.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what would you like to do? Would you like to go to the pictures, maybe?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I'd quite like to go and see that Four Christmases, that one with Reese Witherspoon in it, and the man who's a bit fat that used to go out with Jennifer Aniston. He used to be thin.
I know.
I'll pay. You don't. It won't cost you a thing.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is that Ariel from McFly?
Yes.
Hello. I just wonder, you don't know me, I wonder if you would like to go out maybe next weekend with me to a carvery.
why would I want to if I don't know you?
What about ice skating?
Who is this?
Next weekend, are you free?
Who is this?
My name's Trevor.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if you, Harry Off McFly, would like to go ice skating with me at the weekend.
Oh, right, I see. I'm not Harry Off of McFly.
Oh, right, I see. All right, well, thanks very much. Bye. I've got the wrong Harry. It's Harry Off of VH1.
It's Harry what?
Right.
Oh, brilliant.
That went wrong because I've got two Harrys in my phone. One
right.
is Harry Off McFly. The other one is a producer who works at VH1, the TV channel. And I was calling him thinking that he was the other Harry. So, yeah. Well, the last one wasn't an actual celebrity at all. I actually thought it was for a while. embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. And do you have to work with this person soon?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
And, of course, you have to go ice skating.
Well, now, yeah, I do. Yeah,
he'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, I think the only yes was Biggins, really.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to go and see Four Christmases with Christopher Biggins. King of the Jungle, 2007.
He really wasn't fussy who you were.
No, really not.
He just wants to go out.
Guess what? You won a What's a Carrying
today.
Well done.
Good start.